Our state capitol report continues in this half hour with a guest who says under the food stamp bill passed by the assembly last week, organic milk, brown eggs, gluten-free bread, sharp cheddar cheese, and other whole foods would be treated as junk foods. And the sale of those foods would be restricted under a bill authored by Republican State Representative Dean Cofford of Neenah. Why restrict whole foods, nutritious foods, healthy foods? Does this make sense to you? I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It is coming up now on 7:37 on this Monday, May 13th. Our guest says this legislation is unduly punitive to the poor. And we will wonder what you say at 1-800-642-1234. Or send an email to talk@WPR.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us on Twitter at Joy Cardine Show. Our guest is Rebecca Wills. She is a researcher and reporter for the Center for Media and Democracy, and she's the lead writer for the center's Food Rights Network. She's also, by the way, a farmer and milks cows. It's good to know. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for being with us. So walk us through how the bill would stop someone on food stamps from purchasing, or at least restrict somebody on food stamps from purchasing healthy foods like organic milk or sharp cheddar cheese.
Sure. The bill is written so that if the bill were to pass the Senate as well as the Assembly, two-thirds of a person's food share or food stamp allotment could be spent on a set of foods that share the same restrictions as WIC, the Women, Infants, and Children program, which is another federally funded program that's intended to supplement a person's food allotment. It has a set of restrictions that seem a little bit random, a little bit odd. So maybe it works for the program that it's written for, but for example, it allows you to buy juice boxes, but only one brand of juice boxes. It allows you to buy milk, but not organic milk. It allows you to buy sliced American cheese, but not sharp cheddar.
Yeah,
so
well,
those restrictions would be applied then to food share as well.
Right. So, I mean, do you have any sense as to why the WIC program excludes these foods?
You know, I don't. And I think that WIC is a great program. It's really helpful to a lot of people. And maybe those guidelines need to take another look at them.
Yeah.
But certainly it doesn't seem to make sense to limit Wisconsin people on food share to those foods for two-thirds of their allotment.
Well, yeah, not saying that you can buy processed cheese stuff, but not sharp cheddar cheese in the dairy state.
It strikes me as ridiculous, too.
Yeah, well, it is. I mean, some people wonder if it's because those things we just mentioned, like, or you know, organics or fancy pants cheese or brown eggs or gluten-free products, maybe that stuff's just too expensive.
Well, you know, you might think that. I would argue that certainly with regard to the gluten-free bread, the expense is not the issue. If you can't eat wheat bread, you know, you need to be able to eat some sort of carbohydrate product, probably. But here's another example that might sort of play up why it seems so ridiculous to a lot of people. You can buy canned beans under WIC, and you can buy dry beans, but you can't buy bulk dry beans, which arguably are much cheaper.
Yeah. And the juice box thing, what's the theory as to why only a certain brand of juice box is permitted?
You know, honestly, I have no idea why Juicy Juice would be acceptable, whereas, you know, whatever other brand, Welch's or whatever, wouldn't be.
Yeah. Well, is it your sense? You say that this is this bill is unduly punitive. Why do you think it's punitive?
Well, so it's part of a pattern, right? So this is actually one of three bills. One actually has already passed both the Assembly and the Senate. One is in the budget that would limit food share in different ways for people in Wisconsin. Now, that's 15% of people in Wisconsin. This is at a time when Wisconsin is 44th in the nation in jobs. And so a lot of people are without work. They're struggling. Hopefully this is temporary. Food Share is one of the safety net programs that we have in place to help during times like this. But the Wisconsin Assembly, rather than considering bills that would help create jobs, is arguing about programs like this to unduly restrict these benefits that are especially needed during this time.
Now, 13 Democrats in the Assembly, including the minority leader, Peter Barca, and obviously 12 others, voted with the Republicans on this bill. Were you surprised by that?
I was surprised. And I spoke to one of them, and he said, you know, he thought it was important to start the conversation about junk food. I think that's true. We do need to have a conversation about junk food, but I think that this is not the place to do it. But certainly, I don't mean to pinpoint GOP over the Democrats. There were those Democrats who voted for the bill, although certainly some Democrats didn't and argued that it is unduly punitive to the poor.
Yeah. And I suppose the aspect of the bill that was getting a lot of attention before this vote was the restriction on junk food. And I think a lot of people could have, you know, different viewpoints on that. But thinking about saying to somebody you can't spend all of your food share money on garbage food is one thing, but telling people and you can't buy these other healthy foods is another.
Right. Well, you could argue it's micromanagement, right? And it seems like press release politics is what the Democrats called it in arguments in the Assembly this last week, because even if the bill were to pass the Senate and were to become a law signed by the governor, at that point it would need to go to the United States Department of Agriculture, the USDA, because it would need a waiver in order to actually become effective in Wisconsin, because it is mostly funded federally. It's a federal program. It's based on SNAP, the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. And so in order to make these changes to that program, there would have to be a federal waiver. Now, Minnesota, the state of Minnesota and New York have asked for similar waivers to restrict food share in ways that they argued would prevent people from buying as much junk food. And the USDA did not grant those waivers. So there's no particular reason to believe that USDA would grant a waiver here.
We are talking with Rebecca Wilse. She is a researcher reporter for the Center for Media and Democracy, talking about this food stamp bill that passed in the state assembly last week. The bill will restrict the purchase of junk foods for those who are on food stamps, but it would also restrict the sale of healthy foods, whole foods like organics and gluten-free products and others. What do you think of this? Does this make sense to you? Should we restrict the purchase of brown eggs, sharp cheddar cheese, and other whole foods for people who are using food stamps? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. This is the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine. Checking our weather forecast for today. It's going to be mostly sunny this morning, but clouds moving in this afternoon with some scattered showers, primarily in western Wisconsin. We can expect high temperatures in the 50s and 60s today. Stay with us. Coming up after 8 o'clock this morning, we will talk about paper. We will talk about the history and the future of paper. Our guest says that reports of the death of paper have been greatly exaggerated. That's coming up after 8 o'clock. Right now, we are talking with a guest about this bill that passed in the state assembly last week. It restricts the amount of junk foods that can be purchased by people who are on food stamps, but it would also restrict the purchase of things like organic milk, brown eggs, sharp cheddar cheese, and other whole foods. Our guest says it doesn't make any sense to treat these healthy foods as junk foods, and we wonder what you think. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. We'll go to the phones, and Anne in Sheboygan is with us. Hello, Anne.
Good morning. I just had a comment. A few years ago when my kids were little, I took advantage of the WIC program. And if I remember correctly, we were able to purchase all sorts of different types of cheeses, cheddar cheese, Colby cheese. I believe we just were not allowed to purchase a certain type of aged cheddar cheeses. So we were able to purchase real cheeses, real cheddar cheese. And if I remember also, we also were given a certain allotment that we were able to use at farmers markets. So they were trying to support the local communities that way as well. So we could buy fresh vegetables. So I feel like maybe a little bit of the information that was given is a little bit incorrect from my experience anyway.
Rebecca?
Yeah, no, I think we're not in disagreement. It's true that the WIC program allows you to buy. I can read the list of cheeses. There's American brick cheddar that's mild or medium, Colby, Monterey Jack, mozzarella, but not mozzarella that's string cheese in packages, Munster, provolone, and a mixture of any of those cheeses listed, as well as that American sliced cheese and cheese curds, which is good.
Yeah, so we pointed out it was sharp cheddar that you couldn't, right, or aged cheddar that you can't buy.
It's a sharp or extra sharp cheddar. You can't buy Swiss cheese, fresh mozzarella, like that would be in the brine, shredded, sliced, crumbled, cubed, sticked, or other shapes of cheese. So there's certainly some cheeses that you can purchase under WIC. I didn't mean to give that impression. But other cheeses, and it seems a little bit random as to which cheeses are chosen, are not allowed.
Well, our caller left us. I was going to ask her if it was, as somebody who did this, if it was a burden on her to not be able to buy I guess it doesn't say you can't buy them at all. It just says you can only use one-third of your allotment for those types of foods, Rebecca?
Well, right. The food share bill that's currently under consideration would make that two-thirds, one-third distinction. But WIC actually just completely disallows those foods to be purchased with those food dollars.
Our next caller is Gary in Merrill. Hello, Gary.
Yes, good morning. The people aren't restricted on buying any food that they want to buy. It's just when they ask for other people to pay for their food, they have some restrictions. And to pay 2-3 times more for organic eggs or produce, when you're in a situation where supposedly you need somebody else to pay for your food, I don't think they have a right to complain about it. And I never hear anybody calling in and say that they're appreciative of the food stamps they get. So, thanks.
Well, this is taxpayer money, he says, Rebecca, and if someone wants the organics, they can use their own money. What about that?
So I think he's actually bringing up two different bills. The bill that he first mentioned that would prevent you from selling your benefits to someone else, that's a bill that actually has passed both the Assembly and the Senate already. This is a separate bill. I hear that argument, but as I said earlier, it's just interesting that at a time like this, when Wisconsin is really struggling and hasn't been able to create many jobs, and a lot of people are temporarily really in trouble, why would we want to limit what foods they can purchase at a time like this rather than working on creating those jobs?
Yeah, because he would say, and I don't know if he was confusing the bills or not, he just said that that organic foods are too expensive and food stamps are taxpayer money. They're financed by taxpayers, and somebody who is on food stamps shouldn't be able to buy these expensive foods.
Well, a lot of people seem to be under the impression that if someone on food share were to buy organic foods, that would somehow automatically give them more money to spend. It doesn't. They get a certain allotment. If they decide to spend $5 of that on organic milk rather than a little bit less on non-organic milk, then that's their decision and their budgeting. It means they have a little less to spend on other things. So maybe, they make that sacrifice to buy organic milk for their children or to buy gluten-free bread for a child who is celiac sprue. And then they have a little bit less money to spend on everything else. And so maybe they have to budget elsewhere, like, for example, buying bulk dry beans rather than canned beans. That program would not allow a family to make those decisions themselves.
Dan in Beaver Dam is with us now. Hello, Dan.
Hi, good morning. I love your show. I listen to it every morning.
Well, thank you.
You know, I've been listening to this program, to this segment you have regarding this legislative ban on these organic foods. And I understand that with numerous amounts of junk food that's in the grocery marketplace, yeah, there's certain decisions that have to be made as far as certain limitations on what you should be able to buy. But I think with some of these organic foods, because they have been proven to be healthier, like the organic milk, some of the brands of organic milk, the gluten-free bread, so on and so forth, I think what this bill will wind up doing is it will create a snowball effect, and it will be a gateway bill in which more prohibitive actions will be taken by the state to limit families in the choices that they can make, especially families that are trying to make choices while they're going through these hard times. You mentioned before about jobs. My wife is going to be going back to work very soon, and I just secured very good employment with a trucking company here in Oshkosh, and for that we are very grateful. And we were so grateful for the food share program that was out there and the availability of options that was afforded to us so that we could make those good choices to feed our family through those hard times. And I think that this is going to be something that's going to open up the door for more politicians to come forth and say, well, you know, since we put a ban on this, let's put a ban on this. All these things can be tied together.
Dan, thank you so much for calling. Congratulations on your new job and for the kind words about the show. Will this be a slippery slope, Rebecca?
I think you make some really excellent points, especially I think that this is a really important program for those who, you know, are going through tough times to help them make it through the other side. It's incredibly important. And, you know, it's especially interesting to me. He talks about, you know, this being a gateway to further restrictions. The GOP has talked about, you know, reducing the nanny state. That's been a real talking point in elections. But here is the GOP in the assembly, and this was a bill that was authored by a Republican in the assembly, wanting to restrict people's choices and you know, interfere with the choices that people make for their families. So I think that's really surprising. Is this going to lead to further restrictions? Well, it's seeming like if those restrictions are on, you know, earned benefit programs and things like this, then perhaps so. Seems like bills like this are being written to restrict the choices that people who are going through tough times make while, you know, and out of the other side of the mouth, we're talking about reducing the interference of the nanny state and you know, reducing taxes and things like that.
Again, Dan, thanks for the call. Moving now to Chris in Luck. Hello, Chris.
Good morning.
Morning. What's your question or comment?
Comment would be, you know, it appears to me that there's there could be a corporate element here that, you know, I don't know the list specifically, but for example, if you can't buy, you know, a specific juice, maybe you can buy Minute Maid juice boxes that, of course, is a Coca-Cola product, but you can't buy an organic or, you know, a smaller company juice product or juice box for your kids. And, you know, maybe, you know, whatever else is on the list, it appears that it could be potentially in support of big corporations and corporate food.
Is there a corporate interest at work here, Rebecca?
I'm not familiar with the process of how the WIC guidelines were written. It's entirely possible that corporate lobbyists were involved. I know that tends to happen. And certainly here in Wisconsin, when this bill was in committee, the committee heard from a lot of different corporations and industries in Wisconsin. Actually, those industries in this case were arguing for less restriction because, for example, the cranberry growers, you know, 2/3 of people's food share allotment, and again, this is 15% of Wisconsinites, their food dollars, would not allow them to buy dried cranberries. So certainly they're, you know, corporations and industry groups lobby on bills like this and on regulations like WIC is. But I'm not familiar with what happened when the WIC guidelines were being written specifically.
David on Facebook writes, discouraging and withholding healthy organic foods from those in need is just another form of contempt towards the poor. Healthy dieting is at the core of reducing America's health costs. By discouraging healthy eating, the GOP is again taking the side of corporate big agriculture, big food processing sponsors, and a for-profit health industry instead of promoting wellness in America. We have just a minute, perhaps, for some closing remarks, Rebecca. Because this would require, this bill, should it pass the full legislature and get signed by the governor, would require a waiver from the federal government, you are doubtful that this legislation will ever become law?
Well, past patterns indicate that it would have a tough time, since the USDA did not grant a waiver to either Minnesota or New York City when they tried to pass similar restrictions to what could be purchased with food shares.
Yeah. Anything else you want to say about the bill that we haven't addressed in our final minute?
Sure. Well, I just wanted to reiterate that it seems like this is part of a pattern. You know, there are three bills right now that are posing various restrictions to Wisconsin's food share program, to its food stamps program. This is at a time when we have WEDIC, the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, is under a lot of scrutiny for mismanagement of taxpayer funds. That's an agency that was supposed to create jobs. You know, when Walker took office, and certainly one of his main campaign promises was to create 250,000 jobs. And state is not very far along that path, and instead of making jobs, it's starting to micromanage the poor.
Thank you very much for being with us. Rebecca Wills is with the Center for Media and Democracy. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.